Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Monkeys, bears, snakes, crocs, duck-billed platypuses. What do they have in common? They're animals, and they will kill you. Ben and Skin are here to keep you informed and save your lives as they go deep into the heart of darkness. It's time for shocking jungle exploration in Around the Wildlife.
Thank you very much, Steve. When I saw the headlines, Hawks in Florida, I immediately assumed it was not an NBA headline and it was something weird. And it's true. It was something weird. We'll have news audio here. Her name is Cindy. You're going to hear Cindy talking, okay? Cindy works at Chick-fil-A. While walking in to her Chick-fil-A to go to work, normal shift, kind of has the enthusiasm of a cashier. I don't really see her back there, you know.
The classic cashier enthusiasm.
Put some waffle fries in the basket and frying them. This is Cindy discussing what happened to her, the horrific event.
It swooped down and attacked my head.
Last week, Cindy Morrow was walking into her job at the Vieira Chick-fil-A when it happened.
Jarred me, and I looked up and saw a bird flying away.
A red-tailed hawk had clawed the top of her head as she walked from the Holiday Inn parking lot next door.
I said, wow, that hurts, and I went inside and I washed my hands, and my hands were bloody.
Mara isn't the only person attacked by the breeding pair of hawks building a nest in the tree.
I like the hawk.
A wildlife trapper called in to help says 14 people were victims late last week. He says they all went to the hospital. Mara didn't have to get stitches, but some of the others did, including one man who had to get 17. The trapper destroyed the nest with the help of a fire department ladder truck. But this afternoon, we spotted at least one of the hawks still flying around.
I listen now when I'm walking to and from the car.
In Brevard County, Greg Pallone, Spectrum News 13.
What was she doing at the Holiday Inn?
That's what I want to know. Why is she just walking over from the Holiday Inn?
Did she have a weekday quickie over there?
Well, in that neighborhood in Florida, people aren't as prosperous. So there's a lot of people living in that Holiday Inn at a discounted rate.
I don't know that it's cost efficient to live at a hotel.
It is compared to the rent prices.
In Florida? So is it that the hawks were attacking because they were horny? Because they said they were breeding hawks.
You're going over here and make a joke, and 14 people needed hospital treatment.
I think they're horny with each other, and they don't want anyone else to interfere. That's what they're doing, kind of guarding their nest.
Did you see this chick talking?
Mm-hmm.
So did her hair kind of look like a nest? Because a lot of old Florida birds have crazy nest-looking hair.
She's not old. I mean, she's like in her 40s.
Her name is Cindy.
Was she wearing a hairnet, though, to work at Chick-fil-A?
That ages her.
Did you say hairnet or hair nest?
Hairnet.
That's a great question. I didn't see the woman to be the hairnet type. I figured she could just handle the cash.
Oh, cashier, not
swipe
cooked.
The card. Yeah, yeah. Would like you a like banker. Some sauce with that?
She had a banker vibe.
You
know? Yeah.
Well, was that a large or a medium sweet tea? I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. That's the vibe I saw from her. But who am I to judge? She could have been back there whipping up some average sandwiches and putting a pickle on it.
I want to say this. I don't know if you guys have noticed this, but have you ever just been doing your business, whatever it is, and
pooping.
All of a sudden you look outside doing whatever you're doing.
Breaking.
Looked up and seen a giant ass bird.
Yeah. All the time.
I mean, you're like, good God, that is a huge bird. Like the hell is that? Is that an eagle?
Like a
is that
war
a hawk?
Like a war bird?
I don't know. It's like, what the hell is that thing is massive.
He said a giant ass bird.
Oh,
big
so
ass
it's
bird.
Flying backwards.
Like big bird.
Okay.
But it's like, you know, it's
a crow?
Every once in a while, I'll see a huge bird. I'm like, that's a huge bird.
I'm amazed at the crows and the pigeons. They are just so fat and cocky. They'll walk out in front of your car. They don't care.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there going, okay, well, I'm pulling into this parking spot, whether this pigeon moves or not.
Oh.
And I never hit one. But they just, they don't show any urgency to get out of the way.
I think
crows
I
will come up
day.
To you. They'll go right up to you. They don't care.
There's a pretty good fight that goes on out over at Lakewood between a hawk and a squirrel.
No way, dude.
Yeah.
That hawk would destroy a squirrel.
No. The hawk comes out, the squirrel's like, what's up? And then, like, gets all bushy-tailed and dodges it and like gets up the tree.
Barry Sanders?
Yeah.
That's not a fight. That's an escape from a fight.
Well, I guess there's a hunt and evasion going on, right?
That's a deadly predator.
The squirrel?
Like the eagle. Not the squirrel, just kind of like has a fluffy tail and it's like cute.
Dude, it'll come after your nuts.
It really is just a rat with a cute tail.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, they just get by on that stupid plume tail.
Can you record that fight and post it to WorldStar, please?
But, like, if you want to tangle with a hawk or even an eagle, like, they train eagles now to take out drones.
Oh. Yeah.
They don't play. An eagle will pick up, like, a dangerous predator and just fly off with it.
Just shooting Fletcher Cox into the air to take out a drone?
They have got those talons, those claws. I mean, they're like razor blades. And then that beak, dude, they will carve you up with that thing.
It's an eagle. And she's mentioning, this was specifically the red-tailed hawk is what the story says.
Is this what Cindy said?
But either way, she mentions blood, okay? And they mentioned the story like, okay, so 14 people that had to go in over a course of a week, had to go to a hospital, go into the emergency room with the same thing. Mm-hmm. A giant bird attacked me. I don't know what it was, but a big bird attacked me, okay? And then they were all bleeding and had to get stitches. Two of them had serious injuries. Serious injuries that had to be stitched up.
Like eyeballs? Like just pop? Because I think they could just pop your eyeball out.
They probably could.
I wear sunglasses, because of hawk attacks.
Mm-hmm.
You guys don't think...
Hawk?
Yep.
Oh.
You guys don't think that there's any kind of coincidence where these attacks happen?
Near hotels and Chick-fil-A?
No,
right outside Chick-fil-A. Of Chick-fil-A. You don't think that hawk is like, okay, you want to eat some bird, bitch? Yeah. And then like swoops in and goes, and then starts going in and carving up your scalp.
Do you think they get pissed when they show up on Sundays? And it's closed?
You know, I think because they're mating too, you got a dangerous red rocket situation.
Oh,
tell me about that.
Well, I'm just saying it's mating.
Yeah.
I'm assuming birds have dogs.
Yeah,
you saying that bird is showing when it swoops down?
I'm thinking, right? Because it's mating and it's like, hold on, I'll be right back. I got to go kill that lady's hair.
And you're saying hawk.
I am.
Okay. Yeah.
That is weird. There's so many animals that you just don't know. Where are they? Like, we know they're procreating.
Yeah.
But you think they're hiding it?
Well, a lot of them don't show it to you.
Mm-hmm. But there's that giant pulsating hawk coming down and just using its talons to cause injury and peril.
Isn't that why the horse is a real shocking animal?
Because when it's go time, that thing is...
Even when it's
rears back on those hind legs.
But yeah, there's so many animals you never really see it.
Elephant.
I had a thing too growing up. We had scissor tails. You guys ever had scissor tail birds growing up?
I don't think
and
so.
And if I didn't have a dog growing up, but you know, neighbors, friends that would have a dog, they'd have a little dog run out in the yard to go do its business, and scissor tails would go down and swoop at their ears. You know, get
with their tails off.
They could scissor, and they'd go and they were trying to attack. True. And man, these dogs would get nicked up. They'd be bleeding.
They'd be pissed.
You'd be sitting there going, what is going on?
I think you tell me if there's a story out there where some hawks are hanging out outside a burger spot, and then I'll dismiss it. But for now, I'm going to assume that this is a protest.
Not a protest. 14 people injured. One guy had to have 17 stitches.
Ben, have you ever had a hawk meet?
Are you saying hawk with an H?
No.
What?
Then no. No, I never had hawk meat, but I'm telling you, out where I live in that prosperous line of border, there's still so much farmland, and I'm telling you, I've seen some giant birds out there that it makes me think, if you're one of those people that has one of those little purse dogs, one of those little puppies that just, I mean, that those hawks, because I like the hawk, will come down and scoop those things up and fly off with them.
Absolutely.
That'll suck, because your purse will go right up there with that dog.
Yeah, exactly.
My billfold! Damn it!
My billfold.
Billfold.
Such a dumb term.
That's an old man
term.
Oh,
man, that is so old. Yes. That's a guy aging himself right there, mentioning a billfold.
No, I'm the guy with the purse, KT. Remember the story?
Billfold. Hey, it's me, Billfold. Well, guys, locally, we have a bird problem, too.
What?
Guys, let's go to Cleveland Burn.
Oh!
Wow.
There are hundreds of birds nesting on a street in Cleburne. Now, they've been seen swarming every night. They're vultures.
What? There's 100 vultures in one nest?
Now, vultures. Now, vultures. Hold see vultures circling roadkill.
Hold on a second. If it's vultures, that means pending death. Like, they're like Delkus around a storm. Like, yeah. they are a precursor to death. So if there's vultures flying around, that means something's about to die.
Yeah, and it was, I don't know if you guys have seen the first couple episodes of True Detective Season 3.
Yeah,
but I mean, their vultures is what tipped him off. It's not his jungle recon from Vietnam days.
No,
saw a couple vultures swarming the dead body.
I heard Stephen Dorff dressed as Dennis Quaid. That guy had a nose for it. He smelled where the bodies were, and he tracked them down.
Why are you saying Nam? Why didn't you say Nam?
That's what I thought. Back in Nam.
Nom, nom, nom.
He's hungry.
So vultures are swarming the street every night. So their animal services department is trying to come up with ways. So they have these big brainstorming meetings like, how are we going to do this without just going shooting them? We can't do that because these vultures are federally protected.
Bye.
Can't do that. We'll get in trouble.
Yeah, government shut down right now, though. Can't you just go take them out?
What about the local government? Likely, yeah. I guess it probably is shut down. I guess you could.
You said they were federally protected.
Now, this article I found from WFAA has this weirdly turned paragraph. The new bird harassment effort uses pyrotechnics to frighten the vultures.
Oh, my God. They're having 80s heavy metal bands perform to scare the vultures?
So they keep coming in every few days. They're bringing in this pyrotechnic thing, and they're just blasting these things and scaring the birds. Now, back in my UNT days in Denton, go Mean Green. They're the Mean Green Eagles, by the way, too.
Yeah.
They had this problem with these birds who were in these trees. And there was too much. So they're having it's almost like old school war cannon, you know?
No.
And it would just be like, poof! And 30 minutes, 30 minutes later, you do it again. You're going, why does that keep happening? Well, they're trying to scare the birds off.
What are the birds doing?
So they've got this one singular epicenter tree for all these birds, okay? All these vultures are coming to this huge vulture orgy, and they're hanging out in this tree every night.
Are you kidding me? They're huge.
It's scaring locals.
Isn't a vulture about the size of a bulldog? I mean, it's a big fat bird.
No,
isn't it?
Not,
you're describing a flying bulldog.
I think it's like a turkey vulture. I think it's a big bird.
It doesn't have a bunch
of
fat on it,
though. It's a big bird. It's got some bird meat.
It's sizable.
It's got plenty of bird meat.
It's like a buzzard.
It's like a buzzard. A vulture.
Bigger than a hawk. It's like smaller than a flamingo, but it's a standing giant bird.
A flamingo?
Yeah.
No, it's not a giant standing bird.
I think
bird.
It's like a pelican. It's like a death.
No.
It's like a death pelican.
You're thinking of an ostrich.
It's a deathican.
You know, so basically, I'm pretty sure that a buzzard and a vulture are the same thing in the same way that a fiddle and a violin. Like, in other words, if you're around an artsy person, they call it a violin. If you're around a country person, they call it a fiddle. If you're around a country person, they call it a buzzard. If you're around a refined person, they call it a vulture.
All right, so there are...
Isn't the swallow the weirdest name bird?
The king vulture
that's what I'm trying to get
is the largest of the New World vultures.
It's not the king vulture, it's the Cleburne vultures.
32 inches.
Whoa.
Wow. And it weighs about 10 pounds.
Yeah, that's not
that's
a
all right.
10 pound bird. That's pretty okay. It's not a bulldog.
That was a dog.
But in terms of bird size, that's a big ass bird.
It's more of a mini greyhound.
It's like a skinny turkey that's dying and is pissed off and looking for death.
Yeah.
It's kind of a bunch of skinny turkey.
The article says their droppings can kill trees and create unsanitary environments around town. I'll tell you what, though, man. You really want to get a small town worked up. You just tell them that there's a bunch of vultures in a tree.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that side street will be a traffic jam. Because of all the rubberneckers, they got nothing to do in small towns. They say, hey, we'll swing by.
Right.
We'll swing by and go check out these birds.
This is the biggest
thing. That's
the
problem, man.
This is the biggest thing that's happened in Cleveland Burns since that cow got out of that pasture.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
It's just going down the street. It's like, oh my God, there's a cow on the street.
Or since that Funtown RV live spot.
Yeah.
That was a big deal. They got a lot of pub for that.
Is an eagle the biggest bird? Please pull that for a drop interview.
Yeah, what is that question?
I mean, what is the biggest bird?
Probably a velociraptor.
A pterodactyl.
Maybe.
Pterodactyl.
Big bird.
The largest bird in the fossil record is an elephant bird of Madagascar.
What about Sue Bird?
She has actually kept herself in shape. You know what? I'm not ashamed to admit it. I had a little thing for Sue Bird back in the day.
877
The ostrich, Ben. The ostrich is the biggest bird.
The
in
ostrich?
Cleveland.
Yeah, and they're...
Burn.
The emu.
Can I hear that again?
Mizzou?
In Cleveland.
Yeah, and they're...
Burn.
The emperor penguin.
In Cleveland, yeah, burn.
the swan. I'm seeing something called the great...
Man, I don't like this segment where you just read the names of birds off the internet.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.